Now, tonight, as I'm speaking to you, people are starving. People are scavenging in the ruins of this disaster. People are looking for their missing ones. People are, with an incredible ingenuity, you know, attaching plastic bags to collect rainwater. There is no electricity. There is a little bit of telephone just in the surroundings of what is left of the city hall in this lunar landscape of destruction around the city hall of Tacloban. And Tacloban is one area. As I said, there are at least 8 different areas where we need to reach people at the same time.
You spoke about Tacloban. What about the rest of the affected areas?
We don't know yet, you know, the extent of the damage and the carnage imposed on this Filipino population by the typhoon Yolanda. Today is day 5 into the emergency response. And today we still have piecemeal information about area of Busuanga Island, which is on the north of Palawan. We have a pretty good picture on Samar, on Leyte, northern Cebu, northern Negros, western Iloilo, northern Aklan, and western Antique. Partial picture or information on Romblon and Oriental Mindoro. So all in all together, what we know of tonight, and this is a very conservative estimate, we've got 9.4 million people who have been affected by this tragedy, of whom we know of at least 600,000 people in 1,454 evacuation centers. But the figure I'm quoting you is most likely conservative, and I'm afraid that even if it's day 5 into the crisis, even if everybody's working around the clock, we still don't know the full extent of the picture.
What are the specific challenges that you're facing?
Are we going fast enough? I don't know. Should we do more? Most likely. The point is that this situation is a disaster, not only due to the severity of the typhoon, the amount of death, the amount of destruction, the amount of wounded people, the amount of traumatized persons, but it is also an incredible challenge with 8, if you want, such situations, which are all located in the path of this typhoon, which has come across from east to west within a matter of hours and has left behind an incredible trail of destruction. So the challenge is that all of us, the government of Philippines, the United Nations humanitarian community, the NGOs, the Red Cross movement, all of us that we're facing, is how to reach resupply on the multiple front so many populations who are in dire need.
Looking at the massive needs, as you say, how long do you think it's going to take to reach the people in the affected areas, the 8 areas that you spoke about?
Well, to answer your question, part of the answer relies on the number of aerial assets which will be available for the humanitarian community and the government of Philippines to reach these people in need. And I don't expect any sizable improvement of the overall emergency response within the next 48 hours. And it's 48 hours too many. It's a delay which is too long. And we need to do perhaps different things, I don't know, to think outside the box, to think that this tragedy is really complex, I think unique, perhaps not in the sense of number of deaths or casualties, but simply by the logistical challenges that it's posing to all of us. And perhaps we need to think differently and make things happen in pushing maybe in several directions, which we're not yet doing, all of us, in order to reach as many people as possible. So there are some good news, yes, in this overall tragedy. And the good news is that more help is underway. More planes are landing. There were today on the tarmac of Cebu 7 aircraft from various origins offloading supplies. It is a beginning of an airlift. It is a beginning of resupply. It is a beginning of mounting a logistics pipeline. It's 5 days into the tragedy, and we need to do more, better, faster, in order to reach more people who are still in dire straits tonight.